So how far would you go to force your neighbors to pick up after their dogs? For most of us, it means a polite note followed by a tense phone call. But some communities now clamping down on repeat offenders, serious detective work, including DNA analysis. ABC's Andrea Canning has the scoop.
It was a mystery worthy of McGruff the crime dog. Someone was using Steve Miller's front yard as a dumping ground for stinky deposits.
I picked up the bag and I looked inside and it looked like dog poo. And there were about 10 bags there.
So he mounted a hidden camera and caught his neighbor red-handed. But watch out, poo petraitors. A new breed of fed-up property managers are doubling as doggy detectives, now using DNA technology worthy of a CSI lab to nab the offending owners.
If the dog is in our database, the accuracy is 99.9%.
How does it work? Dogs' cheeks are swabbed for DNA and the results are put on file. If a new pile of you-know-what is found around a property, it will be bagged as evidence and sent to the lab.
The community can mail in a very small amount of feces. We extract the DNA from that feces, and then we make a match back to the dog.
In Florida, this complex turned to a doggy DNA kit after residents complained about the mess left in their hallways.
Collect them, send them off. We know which dog it was.
Doggy doo-doo also became a crime scene here at this New Hampshire property. So Deborah Violet turned to a DNA company called Poo Prints, hoping to make some canine arrests.
It's messy, it smells, it's not acceptable.
They haven't had to send anything in for testing just yet because Deborah says the program is already serving as a deterrent.
If they match, they're going to get one warning. If it happens again, they will have to either leave or they will have to remove the dog.
So the next time you think about leaving the pooper scooper at home, just remember the evidence never lies.
Stinky. This could become very costly for repeat offenders. One community in Florida says it will charge residents up to $1,000 if their dog is caught, and they can actually write this into the lease because dogs are not humans, so they don't have the same rights.
That's a helpful reminder. Thank you, Andrea Canning, very much.